Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Solar Industries India Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prasheel Gandhi from Nirmal Bang. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nirav, and good morning to all the participants. Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities welcomes you all to 2Q FY24 earnings conference call for Solar Industries India Limited. On the onset of the call, I would like to thank the management of Solar Industries India Limited for giving us an opportunity to host the call. From the management team, we have Mr. Manish Nuwal, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Suresh Menon, Executive Director, Mr. Milind Deshmukh, Executive Director, Mr. Monish Agrawal, Joint CFO, and Ms. Shalinee Mandhana, Joint CFO. Before we begin the call, I would like to remind that we'll be a hard stop at 10:45 A.M. due to time constraints. I now hand over the call to management for opening remarks, post which we can take call questions from participants. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
A very good morning, dear stakeholders and well-wishers. My name is Aanchal, and I would like to welcome you all to the second quarter and half-yearly conference of Solar Industries India Limited. Before beginning, I would like to wish my stakeholders a very happy Diwali in advance. To be honest, every shareholder of Solar is already celebrating Diwali and enjoying the explosion happening in our shares. I hope this Diwali of SIL keeps filling our stakeholders like this. To begin with, I would like to remind you that during this call, we might make projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events and about the future financial performance of the company. Please remember that such statements are only predictions. Actual events or results may differ materially, and our website will be updated with all relevant information timely. Now, I would request Solar CEO and MD, Mr. Manish Nuwal, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Very good morning to everyone. The revenue for the quarter stands at 1,347 crores, and for the half-year, it stands at 3,030 crores. In this quarter, we have achieved an all-time high EBITDA and PBT margins at 25.52% and 21.12%, respectively, mainly on account of fall in commodity prices and stable movement in the quarter, currency movement in the quarter. Overall, we have recorded significant improvements in margins, both sequentially and year-on-year basis, aided by continuous efforts and operational efficiencies. The company has received orders worth ₹1,800 crores plus from its prestigious customer, Coal India Limited. With a strong order book of ₹3,912 crores, we are expecting a higher volume growth of around 20% in the FY24, as against 13% achieved in the first half of this financial year. Given the government's focus on infrastructure growth and the consequent rising demand for urban housing, housing and infrastructure sector is poised for strong growth. The final trials for Pinaka are completed successfully. RFPs have been floated, and we are expecting to receive the orders very soon. These orders will be one of the biggest milestones for our company. Looking at the geopolitical situations and healthy order book of 1,050 crores, we believe the defense revenue should go up substantially now onwards. In our international businesses, though we have been supported by moderate raw material prices, but geopolitical tensions, higher interest rates, and hyperinflation resulting into foreign exchange volatility are causing challenges for us in the near term. Substantial progress has been made in increasing global footprints, increasing the product portfolio for defense sector, and increasing domestic presence through acquisitions and initiation of greenfield projects. Now, with expected increased volumes from mining, housing infrastructure, and defense in the coming quarters, we are expecting EBITDA margins to increase further from the earlier guided EBITDA margins of 20% to 22%. With this, I would like to thank you everyone and wish you a happy Deepavali in advance. Now I hand it over to Arshan to take it forward. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Coming to the quarter results, we have shared the investor presentation carrying all the necessary information for your perusal on the websites and the exchanges. Still giving you a little key highlights. Key highlights for the second quarter and half year are, this time we'll be consolidating the quarter and half yearly results to make it faster. The consolidated revenue for the quarter is 1347 crore against 1567 crore, and for half year it is 3030 crore against 3182 crore. Our explosive volume for the quarter and half year is increased by 13%. Initiating system revenue increased by 6% in the quarter and 24% in the half year. The percentage of the sectors in the customer basket are as follows. CIL is up in the basket to 14% from 13%. Non-CIL and institutional is at 15% from 17%. HNI is intact at 15% in the basket. Export and overseas is intact at 47%. And defense is increased at 8% from 7% in the basket. In the half year, the basket is more or less remains the same, except for the defense, which is majorly increased by 3%. That is from 6 to 9% in the current basket. And in absolute term, the same is increased by 49% year on year. Coming to the cost, raw material consumption for the quarter stands at 653 crores against 933 crores, and half year stands at 1615 crores against 2000 crores. Employee cost for the quarter stands at 103 crores against 87, and half year stands at 203 crores. Other expenses for the quarter stands at 255 crores against 248 and for EBITDA. We reported an EBITDA of 344 crores against 303 crores, showing a massive rise in the margin from 19.36% to 25.52% in the seasonally weak quarter. We reported half-yearly EBITDA of 675 crores against 595 crores with a margin of 22.29 against 18.69. Interest and finance cost stands at 25 against 19 crores, and for half-year stands at 50 crores against 34. Depreciation cost stands at 34 crores against 30 crores, and half yearly stands at 68 against 61. PBT stands at 285 crores against 254 with a massive increase in PBT margins, that is 21.12% against 16.18, and for half year it stands at 557 crores against 500 with a massive rise in margins at 18.38 against 15.72. PAT stands at 209 crores against 189 with margin standing at 15.51 against 12.04, and for half year stands at 411 against 371 crores with a margin of 13.55 against 11.67. These are the updates for the quarter and half year. Now we would hand over to the Nirmal Bang and the Chorus conference call for the questions ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Samit Jain from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Manish, congratulations on great margin performance. What I'm keen to know is, while we are talking of 20% volume growth, just wanted to understand this 20% volume growth is for the explosives business in India or for company as a whole?
Yeah, the volume guidance is for the Indian markets, which is 20% growth, which for this financial year. As far as international markets are concerned, we are expecting a volume growth of 15%. But going forward, we also are looking at increasing the volumes in the tune of 20%.
So you're saying 20% for business as a whole next year in terms of volumes, 20% for India business this year, and 15% for international business this year. That's the guidance.
Yeah.
Okay. And this 20% in India includes initiating system as well?
Yes, 20% for both.
Okay. So how much would have been the volume growth this year, including initiating system?
It is in the same range, around 10%-13%.
Okay, sure. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in case if I have any more questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dhananjay from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a very good set of numbers. Would we assume now OP per ton would be stabilized, with realization now stabilizing, or how should we look at that?
We expect that there has to be some stabilization in realizations, but we cannot say with 100% guarantee that it will be remaining like that. Because commodity prices are keep fluctuating, and we are expecting that prices should bottom out in this quarter. Now onwards, prices can go up, but there is no surety on that front. That's why we believe that the volume guidance which we have given, that we are expecting a 20% volume growth and EBITDA margins are going up, so that should suffice our overall purpose for which company is working.
Okay. And so, in terms of markets, we've obviously received a very large order from Coal India. How are we seeing that execution? Would that full order, which you've got this quarter, come in the last consolidated order book, or is there still some left?
The Coal India orders which we have received has started already from the month of October, and we are expecting that it will impact our overall volume growth now onwards.
Okay, so the full order would be in the order book, right? If that's right.
Yeah, and this order book is for the 2 years.
Okay. Okay. And so what would be the, lastly, what would be the CapEx for this year? Hello, this year, next year?
CapEx this year, we have earmarked that we will be doing around 700 crore, but as of now, we have already done around 230-240 crore, and we are expecting that CapEx will go up now onwards. And we are expecting that we should be doing around 650-700 in this financial year.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So in your press release, it
Noel, sorry to interrupt you, but you're not audible at all. Can you please speak through the handset?
I'm speaking through the handset. Can I still be heard?
If you can speak a little louder, please.
Yes. Can I be heard now?
Yes.
Yes. So my question was, regarding the press release, there was a statement regarding overseas segment, and there was a statement towards some kind of volatility and FX-related issues. So I just wanted to get some idea about whether are we seeing some problems in some specific geographies, or do we expect the second half for the overseas segment to be relatively subdued compared to first half? So I just wanted to get an idea about that. Thank you.
Yeah, so you mentioned that currently the challenges are going on. So, for example, Turkey.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're sounding a little distant.
Now it's better?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So, Turkey, we have been seeing hyperinflation is there, continuous hyperinflation. So around 31 crore, it has been taken in other expenses on account of hyperinflation. So around 2% has been hit on the margins with regards to EBITDA. And also Forex volatility continues because we have been operating in so many geographies. And looking at the current geopolitical tensions, Currently, for the short term, the volatility continues, but how the same will pace out is very difficult to speak at that moment.
Okay. Just to clarify, we are not expecting to see any kind of slowdown in terms of volumetric.
No. Nothing in that perspective. Yeah. Just sharing the challenges which have been going on.
Okay, fine. Thank you. That's just I just wanted to get some clarity on that. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for taking my question. First of all, congratulations for a splendid set of numbers. I have two questions. The first one is going back to, again, volume growth guidance. It is very reassuring that, you know, you have guided for 20% volume growth. However, that implies that in H2, volume growth should be around 27% to meet 20% growth, essentially. So I just wanted to understand the key drivers for this growth, which are what all sectors you expect the growth to come from.
Yeah, for this year we have revised our volume growth guidance from 15 to 20%, that is for the whole year. And the positivity for issuing such statement is that we have received a big order from Coal India. And if you look at the coal mining growth, it is growing at a very fast pace, and they are increasing overburden removal in a much larger quantities. So that is the key reason. And another reason is that the thing which we were saying from last couple of quarters, that because of the high commodity prices, definitely our finished good prices are also high, were also high. And now since prices are bottoming out or at a much reasonable and sustainable level, so demand for these products has to go up. And if you look at infrastructure side also, after the monsoon is over, second half is always better than the first half. So based on these positive factors, we believe that we should be able to achieve 20% volume growth in this financial year.
Wonderful, sir. The second question is essentially on defense. So you have very explicitly stated Pinaka order in the press release. Now, just wanted to get a sense on when we can expect this order. While, I mean, I know the timelines are not in anyone's control, but when do you expect that you will get this order? And what would be the execution timeline? Also, in terms of defense, if you could just highlight some of the key developments that the company is engaged in currently, that would be great, sir.
Yeah. So, like we have said, that the trials which we were expecting to conclude in the last quarter are already being done, and the products are successfully being tried out at the various areas for qualification programs. So now with this, RFPs has also been floated, and in one of the RFP we have already participated. In another RFP we are going to participate in the month of November. So looking at these kind of development, we expect that orders should start flowing from the month of December or January 24, December 23 or January 24. So these are estimations. Definitely, like you said, that in defense things can go here or there by 3-4 months is not a big deviation. But we fairly estimate that we should receive these orders in next 3 to 6 months of time. And that should help us to start producing the products and supply from the next financial year. And if you look at the kind of development which we have been doing from last couple of years, especially in last 12 years, we have not only set up the most integrated facility of ammunition, which is one of its kind in the world. And after setting up those facilities, now we have developed plenty of products which can go for variety of usages for our armed forces. Now with these geopolitical tensions, which we all are aware of, which started almost 1.5 years back, and now it has increased in the Middle East also. Based on these factors, we are expecting that the kind of capabilities which our company has created will be utilized in much better way in coming years. Based on these kind of development, we believe that the sales of products for this sector should go up from the next quarter.
So sir, in the beginning of the year, you gave a guidance that defense revenue could be 800 crores. So any chance that we would exceed this guidance this year?
We have given a guidance that we should cross 700 crores, and we maintain that we should be doing around 700 crores in this financial year, because there were some delays in execution side in this quarter, so which will definitely shifted some of the revenue to the next quarter. So that kind of shifting can continue, and as a result, we are still expecting that we should fairly do around 700 crores in this financial year. But the major jump will start from Q4 or Q1 of the next financial year. Q4 of this financial year or Q1 of the next financial year.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dipen Vakil from Intrad Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. So my first question is on our realization, sir. So you mentioned that the raw material prices have gone down, and similarly the rates have also gone down by almost 14%. So can you help us with how much has the raw material prices gone down, and what can be expected in, say, at least one quarter going ahead with respect to the commodity prices?
So year-on-year basis, the ammonium nitrate prices have gone down by around 50%, and with respect to that, our realizations are down by 29%. So going forward, so currently we see, the raw material prices are stable at this level. However, it's very difficult, as Manish has spoken earlier, to speak on the volatility, because we see that from next quarter, current quarter onwards, the prices may start going up. So difficult to predict where the same will be.
But has it remained at similar levels in October and November?
Yes. Yes. And since, the falling raw material prices as also is very good for our industry as well as for the infrastructure sector.
Okay, that was helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Vijay from A1 Investments. Please go ahead.
Happy Diwali, Manish ji and full team of Sona. Sir, my question is that we have an order book of 3,912 crores. Approximate defense order is 1050 crores as of now. What will be the order book approximate in next year?
So current order book which we have for 1050 crores, it has to be executed over a period of 1.5 years. And currently, as we spoke, that we're expecting Pinaka orders in next 2 quarters. So obviously, when the order comes, we'll update on the order book.
Any percentage terms of guidance?
It's very difficult at this stage to give that.
Okay. And this 1050 crore order book consists of hand grenade and again other materials?
They are basket of products. Hand grenade and all, basket of products, various rockets, even the Armenia export order also is there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohan Gupta from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Manish, good morning and congratulations on a strong set of numbers. Sir, a couple of questions. So first is on our defense business outlook, though you mentioned roughly 700 crore is likely to be maintained. We have seen that there has still been a quarterly volatility in defense, which we understand the nature. If you can give some sense with the changing geopolitical tension, and you rightly mentioned that the world market was already seeing Russia, Ukraine now, increasing tension between Hamas and Israel. So how the defense business in this scenario is likely to change for us, more importantly in terms of exports, And if you can give some sense over the next couple of years, though initially you mentioned roughly the defense business should go up to roughly 1,500 to 2,000 crore over the next 2 years to 3 years. How do you see that the scenario changing? If you can give some thought process, if you can share on that, sir.
Yeah, like I have already shared that recent in last couple of years we have seen geopolitical tensions are going up, and with recent kind of conflicts in Middle East is definitely creating an environment where demand for products which we are making should go up, and that should help us. And another positive factor is that we have created a lot of facilities to handle variety of products for different requirements or different applications. So looking at these kind of scenarios, we expect that orders from exports or orders from overseas customers for defense should also go up substantially. One of the orders we have already shared in the last year, that we have received orders for Pinaka rockets from outside India. And we believe that such kind of orders for other products will also keep coming. So that is what we can share as of now. And the current order book stands at 1,080. And with Pinaka, it comes up in next 3 to 4 months or 5 months time. That will lift the overall order book from defense sector substantially. And based on that, we can give a guidance for the next year or maybe 25-26. So let us wait for some couple of months till we receive orders for Pinaka and other products which we have been developing and showcasing to our valued investors. So let us wait for some more time till we receive some concrete orders. We will definitely share with our valued shareholders.
So, sir, my question was more in terms of geopolitical tension. We are in war since last 2 years, slow war, and it has just only escalated. There is a continuous decrease in global inventories of arms and ammunition, and it will only accelerate. We have seen that US and Europe are almost getting out of the inventory. So, with this new inventory increase or the decline in global inventories in arms and ammunition, which is happening, this is going to change the defense business maybe for next 3 to 5 years globally. I just wanted to know that how we are placed in this changing scenario. Do you see that we have made inroads in many global markets where when the next 3 to 5 years we'll see that they will restocking will happen. We are ready with a new kind of new set of instruments maybe in a rocket or even in a, we can say that targeted drone kind of instruments which are going to see the increasing application. So I just wanted to see that how the landscape, which very clearly has changed globally, how we are going to benefit from that. So I was just trying to understand from that perspective.
Yeah, that is what I have shared, that with geopolitical situation, in the capability of our company.
Sorry to interrupt you, but your audio is not clear.
Hello? Am I audible now?
Sir, we can hear you. Rohan, can you mute your line here, please?
Sure.
So what we have shared, that the company has created infrastructure, company has created capabilities, and company has developed variety of products for different applications. And looking at the background of recent geopolitical environment, we believe that these will open up plenty of opportunities for our company. And as we received orders, we definitely share with our stakeholders. That is what I can comment at this stage.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just one clarification on CapEx front. You mentioned that initial guidance was roughly for the CapEx was 700 crore, you have spent 340 crore. So, do you increase the CapEx guidance for this year, or it is still remain at 700? I missed that point.
No, we are maintaining that the guidance of 700 crore is still there. And as of now, whatever we have invested is around 240 to 50 crores. And in the next 2 quarters, we should be there around 400 to 450 crores.
Okay, Fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from Anubhuti Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on
EBITDA. But your audio is not coming clear. Can you please speak through the handset?
Sure. Now it's audible?
Your voice is coming a little distorted.
Okay. So now I'm on the proper handset. So my first question is on the margin profile. So sir, you guided that margin will be now above the originally guided band of 20 to 22%. So what level of margins are we now looking at?
So we are expecting that we should cross annualized margin above 22%. So it can be 23, it can be 24. So as of now, we cannot give one figure. And that is what we have been giving guidance, that normal guidance was 20 to 22% for this financial year. We are revising it upward above 22%. So it can be either 23 or maybe 24%. That depends on the kind of market situation and demand of the products.
Understood. And sir, on the, just wanted to understand on the defense front. So are margins on the defense segment higher than overall company average level, or they are largely in line at that 20-22% band?
So we have given a guidance for the business as a whole and not for individual product or individual section.
Okay. And so this last one, update on the capex side. So sir, earlier we had guided for a 750 odd crores of capex for the full year. Now we are still seeing around 700 crores we'll be doing it for the full year. And currently I think we have done somewhat around 240 odd crores. So largely this will be concluded in the later part of the year, and the resultant growth will be visible in FY25 levels.
We have given guidance of 700 crores for this year, and we have spent 240-250 crores, and balance amount we are expected to spend by March 24.
Okay. And sir, any new capex announcements apart from the earlier guided number? I think we were adding four new geographies. So apart from that, anything we are adding new currently?
So all the expansions which we are taking place or which is going on is part of this amount. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Puneet Kabra from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations, Manishi and everyone. I had just a couple of questions. First question I had was, can you share any details around the business from private coal mines and what is the outlook for that in the next couple of years, given that licenses were handed out in the last 18 months?
Can you share all the questions first so that I can answer them properly?
Yeah. And second was, we had announced expansion in southern India and northern India for cartridge explosives. So if there is any progress around that, those are the two questions.
All right. So like we have said that we have a plan to expand our global footprints and increasing the presence within our country. Based on that, last year we have announced that we have acquired a company, Rajasthan Explosives and Chemicals, that is being done to expand footprints in the northern part of the country. And we have already applied for licenses. We have acquired land and applied for licenses, and we are going to start the construction of the project very soon in the western part of India. Similarly, we have almost started identifying the land in southern part of India, and acquisition will start soon. So based on these kind of planning, we expect that the plant in western part of India should be over by December 24, and in southern part of India should be over by mid of 2025. And if you look at the private coal mines, the licenses has been allotted to plenty of private coal mines, and the kind of nature or the value-added services which they ask for. So our company is well poised to cash on those kind of demands, and we are quite bullish on demand from those sectors. Similarly, like I said, that demand from Coal India will also grow up significantly because the kind of investments they have done in last 3 to 4 years for building up the infrastructure should help them to increase the coal production and OB removal. And that is going to help our company significantly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pratik from RLM Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Manish, congratulations for a great set of numbers. In this volatile times, you and your team have handled everything quite well. It is visible from our margin expansion. I have a couple of questions. So, like we stated about Pinaka Rockets, we were also into development of some drone-related technology. Can you throw some highlight on that, that product, how much it is developed now? Also, my second question is, as you have been mentioning in the past 3 con calls also, that mining sector is growing very well. So on your interaction with your customers, both Coal India and non-Coal India, what is the sentiment that you are getting about the longevity of the growth in mining sector? These were my questions.
So like we have said that we have started developing products based on unarmed vehicle, and we have successfully developed those products, and based on that we have received an order of supplying some quantity of numbers from Army, and we are going to start deliveries in couple of months. So we are also developing plenty of UAV based advanced solution for armed forces. So that is an ongoing process, and we are keep investing in building those capabilities. So that is going to help our company in coming years significantly. And apart from this, the another question which you have asked on coal production. So like if you see the coal production run rate, it is going around 9 to 10%, and the OB removal is growing at around 17% as far as Coal India is concerned. So that is helping us to supply more quantities to Coal India. And if you look at the order size which we have received a couple of weeks back, so that's a significant order which we have received of that magnitude for the first time. And we are quite bullish on enhancing our presence within Coal India also. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manish Mahawar from Antique Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Manish. So Manish, just regarding this Pinaka, actually, what could be the opportunity size or potential size of order or maybe requirements that can come?
Any other question, Manish?
So that was first. Second thing, in terms of Coal India order book, right, which we got this time, 1800 crores. Last time, I think it was 1470, I believe. So what was the volume of take higher as versus the last order? That was the second question. Last, third question was on EBITDA margins guidance, what you've given, 22% plus. So going forward, next 2 or 3 years view, earlier our margin guidance used to be 22%. So should we take it as a 22 to maybe 24% over next 2-3 years view? That's all. These 3 questions I have.
Yeah, as far as EBITDA guidance, this year we have increased.
Sir, sorry to interrupt you. Manish, can you mute your line from your side, please? Thank you.
Yeah. As far as EBITDA margins are concerned, for this year, we have revised our guidance from 2022 to EBITDA margin of 22% plus. As far as margin guidance for the coming years is concerned, we will definitely issue at after end of this financial year. But definitely margin should improve based on increased sales from different sections. That is one. Second, as far as size of Pinaka order is concerned, so till RFPs are finalized and orders being received, we cannot comment on that.
Okay, but what is the opportunity size, maybe tentative number, anything, Manish, on this Pinaka one?
So like Manish, you have your own resources to get all this information from Army. Better you do that, because we cannot speak more on that aspect.
Understood, sir. No issue, no issue. And this Coal India order, what we received, 1800 odd crores, right? So versus last 2 years back, what we got, received order, so what was the overall volume increase in the last order to this order?
Volume, the Coal India has given an order with an increased volume of around 50%. So, but the conversion may not be up to 50%. That depends on their overall planning, whether they buy from private sector or whether they want to reduce the volume of their another public sector on nomination basis, but we are quite positive on this.
Okay, it's around average, you're saying 50% is broadly, right? So, assuming that they assume the lower realization versus the last order in this.
And you can do your own calculations, but as far as our guidance is concerned, we have received order, which is a significant quantity increase, and as far as margins are concerned, we are pretty much comfortable, and based on our overall dynamics, we are revising our EBITDA guidance upward.
Okay, sure, sir. Thanks and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
This is all from our side. Thank you so much, everyone, for participating, and may you have a very fantastic Diwali ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.